Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Tay Talks Positivity. I'm your host, Tay, ready and hoping to help you all get your day started with some positive vibes and good energy. Today, we're diving into something deep, something that a lot of us may struggle with at one point or another, and that's how to revive our belief and faith when we feel like we've lost it. Now, I've been there, and I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who's been there, right? Life throws punches. Unexpected losses happen. Prayers seem to go unanswered. And suddenly, that strong faith we once had feels distant, maybe even non-existent. But the good news? Faith can be revived. It's not gone forever. It just seems to be reignited. Today, we're going to break down this with some scripture and a powerful story and some practical steps to help you get back on track. And as always, we'll seal it out with an affirmation to help carry us through the week. So grab your notebooks, your favorite cup of tea or coffee, your Bible, a pen, and let's get into it. First things first. We have to understand why faith wavers. Losing faith doesn't happen overnight. It's often a gradual process caused by disappointment, doubt, fear, or even exhaustion. One moment we're believing with all our hearts, and then the next we're questioning if God is even listening. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is the reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen." Faith is about believing before we actually see the results. It's trusting that even when things look bleak, God is still working behind the scenes. But when our faith gets weak, we start focusing on what we can see, which tends to be the struggles, the hardships, and the pain rather than what we know to be true. Let me tell you a story about a guy named Alex. Alex grew up believing in God's plan. Every Sunday, he was in church, reading the Bible, praying for direction. But then life hit hard. First, he lost his job unexpectedly. Bills started piling up. Then his closest friend betrayed him. Feeling overwhelmed, Alex prayed for relief and for a breakthrough, but it just seemed like nothing was changing. Days turned into months, and instead of feeling God's presence, he started to feel empty and abandoned. One evening, while Alex was sitting alone, he thought, "What's the point? I prayed, I believed, but nothing is happening." Have you ever felt like that? Like you're doing all the right things, but it's not working? That's what's called the drought before the rain. Sometimes before God moves, he allows a season of testing, a period where our faith is stretched. Think about a seed. When you plant it, you don't see it grow right away, right? It's buried underground in darkness, unseen. But that doesn't mean that it's dead. It's growing roots, getting ready to break through. Faith works the same way. Just because you don't see it working doesn't mean that it's not. James chapter 1, verses 3 and 4 say, "Because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing." Now, Alex was in the middle of his test. But what if instead of giving up, he kept his belief? What if he trusted, even in silence, that God is still working? There are steps that we can take to help us revive our faith. First thing we have to do is be honest with God. God isn't afraid of our doubts. He doesn't turn his back on us just because we're struggling. David in the Psalms poured out into his raw emotions, anger, sadness, and confusion, and God still called him a man after his own heart. Talk to God, even if all you can say is, God, I don't feel you right now, but I need you. Go back to your basics. Sometimes we overcomplicate our faith. If you're struggling, go back to the basics. Read one scripture a day. Listen to worship music. Surround yourself with people who can encourage you. Just like a fire needs oxygen to stay lit, our faith needs small, consistent acts to grow. Remember what God has done for you before. Think back. Has God ever come through for you before? Maybe he provided in an unexpected way. Maybe he gave you peace in a storm. If he did it once, trust and believe that he'll do it again. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 23 say, because of the Lord's faithful love, we do not perish, for his mercies never ended. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. God's mercy is fresh every day. Just because today is hard doesn't mean tomorrow won't be better. Speak life over yourself. The words you speak matter. Instead of saying, I don't think I'll ever believe like I used to, try saying, God is restoring my faith. Let's go back to Alex for a second. One night, Alex decided to pray, even though he wasn't sure if it would even make a difference. He whispered, God, I don't understand, but I want to trust you again. Help me to believe. Now, it didn't happen overnight, but little by little, things started to change. He started seeing small signs of God's presence, like an unexpected word of encouragement, a sense of peace and chaos, a door opening in a way they didn't expect. Then one day, things did shift. The job opportunity came. The friendships were restored. But more importantly, his faith was revived. And that's how faith works. It's not about waiting until things get better to believe again. It's about believing again so that things get better. Now, before we go our separate ways, I just want to leave you with this. If you're in a season of lost faith, I want you to know that you are not alone. It doesn't make you weak. It doesn't mean you're a bad Christian. It just means you're human. And God is still right there waiting to restore you. Now, let me leave you with today's affirmation. My faith is being restored. Even when I don't see it, God is working. I will trust in his timing, and I will not give up. Write that down, say it, believe it, and allow it to sink in. I challenge you this week to take one step towards faith. Pray even when you don't feel like it. Open your Bible even when it feels dry. Remind yourself that your faith is not gone, it's just waiting to be revived. I want to thank you all for tuning in to this week's episode of Tay Talks Positivity. If this episode blessed you, share it with someone who needs encouragement. Until next time, stay strong, stay faithful, and remember, your breakthrough is coming. And always remember, affirm it, apply it, achieve it.